League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Saka Geordie plays it forward. Important intervention by Lafferty, recent signing from Atherton. And that's a nice looking through ball for Geisley there. And just offside was Tom Pratt. And a good through ball there. If Pratt could have held the line, he would have been in. Ennis now with a bevy of red shirts to aim at. Towards the right-hand side, Jones goes up, heads it across, it's bobbling around. Max Cain trying to get in there, and it's a decent save. And a decent attempt, that will be a throw-in for Geisley. Good resourcefulness there from Max Cain. He was on the floor, managed to get a shot, a really testing shot there, which brought a diving save there from Oliver Battersby. So a corner from the left-hand side, and it comes from Pratt again, doesn't beat the first man, but FC not quite dealing with it. Far post, Jones goes up, doesn't quite get purchase on the header. Cross coming in again. A volley from Stacey Conk, tries again, and he gets a second bite of the cherry.
Yep.
Well, he completely missed it, the first volley, but then it bounced fortuitously for him, and he got there first. And I suppose from an FC point of view, the question will be, why wasn't somebody quicker to that ball? But guys, they'll be very satisfied with how things have gone so far. FC have it right hand side. Reeve inside to Donoghue. Donoghue.
And again.
Monroe. Oh, Monroe. But it falls for Ennis. Left footed shot. Yeah. Scores! And FC United out of nowhere. A back level. It was a mistake at the back. But the ball suddenly found its way to Ennis, who tried a first time left foot shot, his weaker foot. And in it goes, and it's 1-1.
That's Ennis' first goal of the season.
1-1 at half-time. FC United sort of feeling their way into the game, looking more confident as the half wore on. But let's see what influence the half-time team talks have on the proceedings. As down the left-hand side was Guy Hall, who's, and it's a corner ball, wins a corner, good start for FC. Declan McLaughlin is on.
This is our first corner of the game.
So, can FC make it count? Ennis to take this corner. In it comes, near post, it's nodded, oh, it hit the post, it's a shot, it's gone in! It's 2-1. Charlie Munro gives FC the lead. And FC right out of the blocks there, down the left flank. Guy Hall winning a corner. Delivery came in. And FC United now have a 2-1 lead. Murphy plays good it ball, out man. To the right flank here. And now it's going to be a shot from, it was Oliver Brown there, and it wasn't a bad effort, that went over the bar.
I'll tell you what, it definitely hit that with some intent, didn't it?
Sweet,
there
sweet
mate.
Hit that.
Cracker.
Kay let it drop. Kendall nods it across, and then Lee Whelan will play it across to Brown, who'll play it back to Whelan. Whelan back to... and they're giving it away
come
there.
On,
Max
on.
Came with a shot over the bar. Well, that was Aidan Walker who gave the ball away there. And, Max Cain decides to have a go, but just couldn't find the target. So, Tom Pratt and Stacey are both by this ball. Two red shirts have come to monitor this, as it were.
Ooh.
Quickly taken. Edge of the box, Ekpolo. Shoots!
Whoa!
Well, magnificent strike from Ekpolo.
Whoa.
FC asleep. Just not seeing that. It was a superb strike. It really was. Through the eye of a needle to the keeper's left. But really, FC just not picking up the man. And he's allowed to shoot. And it's 2-2.
He did take it really well. But to be honest, he was stood there on the edge of the 18-yard box, all on his own, nobody taking any notice. Short ball went into his footing. As the defender came out, flat and straight, he shifted it to the right and bent it round into that far corner. Absolute sweetly struck.
So Munro. Decent delivery a few moments ago. Can he produce one from the corner? In it comes. It's a nice delivery. It's bobbling about and it's half cleared. It's a left-footed shot.
Penalty.
It's a penalty. It hits the hand of a Guiseley player.
It was a great volley, though, from Lafferty. It was travelling, wasn't it?
Really was, and well,
Griffiths is not on the pitch and Ennis is not on the pitch, so the two regular takers are not there.
Well, McLaughlin is placing the ball with great intent. Woodcock having a little chat. McLaughlin fancies it. 3 minutes of added time played. McLaughlin with the penalty. He scores! He just played it right in the centre of the goal, over the diving keeper.
And that's McLaughlin's first goal of the season, I think, as well.
Well, well, well. We played 7 minutes. Seven added minutes. Still the referee plays on. Battersby's long ball out of defence. Porton header. And it's cleared by Munro. And there it is. And FC United with a dramatic victory here. It's FC United 3, Guiseley 2.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.